Hey, Eddie.
Good morning, Jerry Beckley.
How are you?
Great. Great to talk to you. Iconic band America, huge fan, of course. Who isn't with your music? And congratulations on your long career, by the way. You're in your, 71 years old, and you're still doing this, and just, your voice still sounds great.
Thank you very much. Yeah, 54 years with America. Yeah, still at it.
So you got a new solo album out, your 10th solo album. We just played the track Crazy, and evokes, you're right, it does evoke a little bit of Sister Golden Hair, but I was a child. I'm 53, so I look and listen back to my old records from my father, and I hear a little bit of Beach Boys and a little bit of Jan and Dean style in there also. And was that a lot of influences that still sticks with you?
Yeah, of course. Not only Brian and all the boys who we toured with extensively, you know, one of the most iconic sounds for myself and other songwriters of my era, but also the kind of Spector-esque wall of sound that Brian loved so much. I'm kind of tapping into that too in Crazy, and hopefully I got near the target.
So this music you kind of had in your back pocket for some time, and when does the time seem right to finally, you know, get out and do it? Is it just the time factor of it from your busy schedule, or it was just, you know, this is a time to put it out where people will be receptive to it?
Well, both of those things are true. I spent for over half a century, believe it or not, I spent about 200 days a year traveling. So any solo work that I did had to be fit in these gaps. And they were very often kind of jet lag gaps of 2 or 3 days. And so it was a little bit piecemeal, and you had to kind of gather your inspiration and glue it all together. But slowing down over the last, first of all, COVID, which everybody got a huge break, but slowing down and over the last few years, I've got a studio in both here in Venice, California, and I live in Sydney, Australia with my wife, and I have a studio there too. And so it's now a pretty continual process. If anything, the challenge now is to not go in that studio and just get stuck for hours. I still do love the process, though.
So, and speaking of getting stuck, you don't want to stray too much from your style and sound and what you've done creatively with America, but you do want to stand out and say, this is my material, this is, you know, what I'm doing. How do you choose to do that with this latest solo album?
Well, you know, when America was making an album a year or every few years, certainly there was an outlet that would be the priority. I never, ever would like write something and think, oh, this is just for me. And Dewey was always my partner and my ears and stuff. And I, you know, at the risk of like boring him with, here's another 10 songs, I would always defer to what, you know, but it doesn't mean that I wouldn't kind of lean on what I felt were the most appropriate American tracks, the ones that lent themselves to harmony and stuff. But I got a lot of material. I come from the you've got to write 10 to get 2 school. And what that means is you might finish 2 songs, but it doesn't mean the other 8 are to be thrown away. You know, they sit around, they might need a bridge, they might need another verse. So I've usually got quite a bit of material in the bin, so to speak.
Yeah, on a day like today in Michigan right now, a lyric that always stands out, and I always liken America's music to like sunrise, sunset, a variety of emotions, what you try to do with music, because it can evoke memories and emotion. A lyric that stood with me was Daisy Jane, because when the sky is bright, everything's all right. I would tell that to my youngest daughter. She goes, what are you talking about? I said, listen to this music. She just got a record player, and she's starting to discover my old records. I gave her the first one was a Led Zeppelin one. I goes, you're going to bombastic. But I gave her yours, America's, you know, the greatest hits on vinyl now. And she said, that's just beautiful. It reminds me of Mumford & Sons and Lumineers. And it seems like that style of music and the harmonies that you guys had and what you put in this album working with other artists continues now. It seems like a rebirth of it.
I hope so. I mean, I've always said, I think, at least to me, the most honest form of music is, you know, it comes out of your head and your heart, comes through your eyes and your hands on into an instrument, hopefully some sort. And the most honest way that you can portray that is the shortest path. Now, we all know all the tricks and the productions and stuff, but I think that's why things like, you know, James Taylor and the early Crosby, Stills, Nash and Carole King and stuff, the reason that those resonate so strongly and even with kids nowadays is they're just that much better. It's fantastic.
So you're a, I guess you could say military brat, right?
Yeah, Air Force brat. Yeah.
Was it the surf music seems to be an influence, and I hear it. When you were early in your younger days, before you started America, you learned all these instruments. Was it just out of boredom?
No, I started piano when I was three, only because a house we were living in England, it was a furnished house, my dad was stationed there, and it had a piano in it. And I just started reaching up and kind of fiddling around with the notes. And my mom, who was a lovely lady and lover of music, and just the house was always filled with all the Russians, all the classic Tchaikovsky and Rachmaninoff and Prokofiev and stuff. So I was really listening to this stuff, whether I wanted to or not. And I started figuring it out on the piano. And she heard me. She says, I think he's playing whatever I was playing. So I started, that's how I started piano. And I kind of added guitar when I was 10, kind of around the Beach Boys and surf music, right before the Beatles. And then I just, you know, picked up a bass a few years later and stuff.
Well, I used to be crazy. Guess I've always been sad. I've been making it mainly on some luck that I had. There's a hole in my heart now where your love shouldn't go, but I'm getting by somehow, though you'd never. It's getting much harder to forget about you.
Been very lucky. You got to be fortunate about how the success you had in your career and able to work with other artists on this new album of yours. Who are you able to work with, and have you worked with them in the past also to bring it back in the fold?
Well, there's a few people. Brian Eichenberger does a lot of the vocals, background vocals, with my co-producer Jeff Larson. And much as, you know, I understand harmony and we can all multi-track ourselves a million times, it's still just your voice. So I love the combination of different voices and the blend, as we say in our business, but also a lot of the bass played by Jason Scheff, who was with Chicago for years and years. He's a dear friend. Two drummers they use, Ryland Steen, who's been America's tour drummer for the last 10 years, fantastic drummer, and Brian Young, from one of our favorite groups of all time, Fountains of Wayne, and he's drummed on quite a bit of this too. So
nice.
These projects give me an opportunity to reach out to people like that.
And it seems like, yeah, you're able to reach out to these younger artists who probably remember your music, and it's still iconic. I mean, it's still in our stations, and I just played the Crazy track, and it just, you know, evoked a smile to my face on it. You got to be proud of this work. I know you've taken a step back from not touring with America now. You know, you just want to slow things down. Will you tour and support this or not? Or is it just a...
I'm not going to tour. I've retired from touring. I have to just kind of... I mean, obviously, I did 53 straight years of over 100 shows a year, as did my partner, Dewey. And I'm one of the fortunate ones. I still have my health. I have a loving family and I have kids. I really want to enjoy that without having to get on a plane every other day of my life. But I have to tell you that Dewey, who's my dear friend and partner, is going out and going to do some shows. And we're so fortunate that Andy Barr, who had toured with us before as a lead guitarist, was available. And he has got a beautiful voice. So they're going to go out and do some shows, which I fully support and encourage everybody to go see. And I'm excited for them, but there's not a piece of me that goes, getting on that plane again. It's not like the 54th year would have been the kicker. And it's harder and harder. As I'm 71 now. It's a little harder physically to do it. And I didn't want to deliver anything that I felt was substandard. I didn't want to tarnish my own or the group's name, you know. So I thought, now it's time. But I know just as many musicians who are of the other school that just say they don't know what to do with themselves if they didn't go out there, and I fully support that.
All right, thank you, Jerry Beckley. The album's great. The song is great also. Good luck to you, and long live your life also. Continue to make great music.
Thank you very much. Nice talking with you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Eddie.
Thank you.